And Lisa Pereira is here now with the papers.
Housing is a front page headline for four newspapers this morning. Housing crisis to worsen as wages soar in construction. That's on the front of the Irish Independent. The story is based on that ESRI report, which warns that wages in construction are rising rapidly. This points to a potential overheating in the sector, says the article, and puts government plans to tackle the housing crisis at risk. The Irish Times also leads with the ESRI report. In addition to the warning to scale back spending, the paper highlights the ESRI's prediction that government will fail to meet its housing targets both this year and next. The Irish Daily Mail and the Irish Examiner report on potential tax incentives for builders in next month's budget. Developers to get tax breaks for new build apartments, says the Mail. In what it labels an exclusive, the paper says it can reveal that VAT on new build apartments will be reduced from the current rate of 13.5%. The Examiner is more circumspect, reporting that the Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue's opposition to tax breaks for developers appears to be loosening. At a meeting of the Oireachtas Budgetary Oversight Committee yesterday, Minister Donoghue said he still has concerns about some of the incentives from the past, but that government needs to do more to ensure homes are built in Ireland. Articles related to the Kinahans are on the front page of both the Irish Daily Star and the Herald. The Star carries photos of Gary Hutch's brother Derek visiting his murdered sibling's grave yesterday on the 10th anniversary of his death. The paper reminds readers that the brutal killing of Gary Hutch in Spain ignited the Hutch-Kinahan feud in which 18 people died. The Herald reports on an armed Garda raid yesterday on key figures in the Kinahan crime gang over threats made to a serving officer. Heavily armed Gardaí raided six homes across South Dublin following what the paper calls sinister threats made against a well-respected Garda based in the capital. The Belfast Telegraph reports that asbestos remained at the site of an 11th night bonfire more than a decade after it was supposed to have been removed. The bonfire in the village area was lit, despite a statement from Belfast City Council in June of this year saying it could not confirm that all the asbestos had been removed from the site. Wayne Rooney is on the front of the Irish Sun and the Irish Daily Mail. "I'd be dead but for Colleen," is the headline on the Sun. The quote is taken from an interview he did with Rio Ferdinand for his podcast Rio Ferdinand Presents. Rooney described how his drinking was out of control, but that Colleen, his childhood sweetheart and now wife, knew how to help him manage his demons. In an emotional interview, he told Ferdinand they had once drunk for 2 days straight before a game, scored a couple of goals, and then hit the bottle again for another 48 hours. He described Colleen as the best person, who stood by him through a string of scandals, including infidelities, an arrest for drink driving, and other embarrassing episodes.
Lisa Pereira, almost 12 minutes past 7. We'll talk politics next.